By the end of the 19th century, large department stores, mail order houses, dry goods shops, chain stores, banks, hotels, restaurants, dance halls, theaters, and amusement parks played key roles in generating and supporting mass consumption in the U.S., Ritzer 2005. In 1925, journalist and political philosopher Samuel Strauss coined the term consumptionism to describe the capitalist drive to make consumers increase their levels of material consumption year after year. He saw a shift taking place where previously businesses sought to give customers what they wanted to an emphasis on seeking to compel consumers to want and need certain branded goods that the businesses produced and sold. This supply-side branding process is what fuels the commodification of food. While it is possible that some consumers to supplement their food intake with vegetables and/or fruit grown in their own yards, the vast majority of consumers likely buy their food at a supermarket, grocery store, or farmer's market. But these outlets are only part of the story. If consumers are not buying food products to prepare to eat, they're eating out at restaurants, shopping mall food courts, and fast food joints, or ordering carryout or having food delivered to their homes and jobs.